This is Marketplace Money from APM. Maybe you're starting to think about making summer travel plans, and all that stands between you and a nice walk on the beach is an expensive plane ticket, plus a fee to check your bag, another one to buy some food, an uncomfortable middle seat, having your knees mashed against a tray table, or your back pummeled by a small child's feet. But we promise it pays to be nice, and so we end today's show with a plea for in-flight politeness.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard flight 2998 bound for Atlanta, Georgia.
My name's George Hobica, and I'm the founder of a website called airfarewatchdog.com, which is a low airfare advice and listing site. Flight attendants have a really tough job. They're very underappreciated. A lot of people think they're just trolley dollies, they call them, and people who serve you a meal. They're really there for your safety.
There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your flight.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
With all the cost cuts that have gone on in the airline industry, their job has really gotten even more difficult. So I wrote this article, How to Make Your Flight Attendant Like You. And I've actually been testing some of the principles, and they really do work.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening to you.
Would either of you like a drink before we take off?
Yes, we would like one of your finest champagnes.
Certainly.
Being nice to a flight attendant starts the minute you get on the plane. Most flight attendants are trained to say hello, good morning, and most passengers don't say anything back. Then there's putting stuff in the overhead bins. That is the most stressful part of the flight for most flight attendants. Put the suitcases wheels in. You don't want to put the suitcase so that it's parallel to the plane.
The overhead bins are closed and the cabin is secure.
Good job. I'll do the safety. You go tell the captain we're ready.
Okay.
Listen to the safety demo. It's so rude, in my opinion, not to listen to the safety demo. And the fact is that most people have not listened to that safety demo in 20 years. Every single time I fly, I pay attention to the safety demo. Even if I'm not really paying attention, I pretend to be paying attention. Take your headphones off, for goodness sake. That's one of the things that probably annoys flight attendants the most, having to repeat over and over, what would you like? And people say, huh? Huh?
What did he say?
Oh, he was just saying that we're going to be leaving in a couple seconds, so put your seatbelts on and make sure they're tight.
And then, of course, there are little things you can do. Like, a lot of people don't realize that flight attendants run out of pens because everyone is asking for a pen to do the crossword puzzle in the magazine or to fill out immigration forms. So if you happen to have some extra pens, I was in the American Airlines lounge not too long ago, and they were giving out pens. And I gave it to the flight attendant, and she said, you are our favorite passenger. Another way to help your flight attendant, if you happen to be a law enforcement officer, a paramedic, or a doctor, let the flight attendant know, because they never know what's going to be happening on the flight if there's an emergency. So that really will give them an upper hand in case there's an unruly passenger or a medical emergency.
I'm sorry I had to wake you. I'm just looking for a doctor. There's nothing to worry about.
Stewardess, I think the man sitting next to me is a doctor.
And if a flight attendant is really good to you, there are all kinds of ways to let the airline know that somebody has been given extra special service, and that does make a huge difference. I think if you're nice to your flight attendants, they're going to be extra nice to you. And I've actually been upgraded from economy class to first class once or twice in my life, I think just because I was nice to a flight attendant. I've been given bottles of wine at the end of the flight because I was nice to a flight attendant. You might get your drink served faster or your meal selection if you happen to have a meal on the plane. You might get the meal selection you wanted.
Chicken or beef stroganoff?
I'm gonna have a chicken. I like the way that smelled.
Oh, that was our last chicken. I'm afraid I just have stroganoff.
So why would you ask me what I wanted?
But it's just nice to be nice to flight attendants because it makes the whole flight experience less stressful.
Come fly with me. Come fly. Fly away.
George Hobica is the founder of airfarewatchdog.com. You can find more of his travel tips and a link to the article, How to Make Your Flight Attendant Like You, on our website, marketplacemoney.org.